V.
And Alex.
Before bed. Okay. Alex.
Yeah.
Where did you go 10 minutes ago?
Japan.
No, I mean, why do you need to go out? It's really late.
I don't know, it's a secret.
It's a secret?
Yeah.
I know.
I was just doing some research outside, learning about the world, the creatures that live in the world with us.
At 10:30?
Yeah. Pokemon.
Yeah.
Research about Pokemon.
Yeah. Usually when you tell me that you need to go out mm-hmm. at night, I will be really worried.
Okay.
Because at that time you must be really stressed.
Right.
You didn't finish your work.
All right.
You need to have a walk to refresh your mind.
Sure.
And then this time it was like, oh, I need to go to the Pokemon stop.
That's good, right? It means I'm not stressed.
Yes. That is the point of this podcast.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I decided to read some of the research article about Pokemon Go. And it's not hard to find information about it. And since 2016, there's so many research articles about Pokemon Go as a very game changer.
Right.
In bringing virtual reality into life. And you also knew that in 2016 and 2017, when Pokemon Go got popular, there's also some accident happened when people were driving and using the app at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it happened almost everywhere in the world, I think, when the games got so popular. It also happened in Vietnam.
Yeah, and also pedestrians were getting in trouble. There was people getting robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Robbers were using the Pokestop locations.
Yeah.
As areas.
Absolutely. Especially in Asian country when you use the phone on the street, you know?
Yeah.
Like you just got the
phone. Just take your phone.
Yeah. So it's also have the downside, but it's been 4 years and people still love it. People still study about it. At that moment, I thought, okay, I need to see something different from those things.
Sure.
Maybe search some information about emotion, the relation between emotion change with the game.
Yeah, I think we've all heard enough articles about, you know, oh, people on their phone too much, they're not paying attention to the world around them. We don't need to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the psychological aspect of a game like this is more interesting for sure.
Yeah. So, I give you 2 articles.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first...
I mean, in the future, if you want to give me a gift, you know, I like snacks... Socks.
Pokemon?
Pens. No, I'm just saying you want to give me an article. Like, if it's my birthday, don't give me articles. Like, give me a watch or something.
Because this is a podcast.
Okay,
you are,
I forgot. I thought we were just living our life.
So, the first article... What?
Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
It's happened. Not 19. 2019.
Okay.
It's research about empathy. So the question is, can playing Pokemon Go influence mood and empathy?
Empathy?
Yeah. Because there's some literature review about VR, virtual reality, and empathy.
Okay. I'm going to be open-minded.
And I believe
I'll listen
that,
to the argument.
Yeah. You may not know, but, you know, Samsung, they had a project help the autism to use eye contact more. That app is kind of the game, and that game bringing some situation, social behavior, include different emotion to help the autism to improve their emotional learning, and mm-hmm. it's also including empathy.
Okay.
So VR is really a strong tool. So because of that, they make a question, Pokemon Go can improve the empathy among the players or not?
Okay.
Outcomes.
My immediate answer is no, but I'm going to wait.
Okay.
And listen.
Why?
Just tell me the argument first and then I'll come back.
Okay, so first question, mood. Yes.
Okay,
it's
for sure.
Influence the mood of the player.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
And more interestingly, it's influence the positive mood, not negative mood.
Yeah.
About empathy? Answer, no. no evidence to see the link between Pokemon Go and empathy.
Yeah, I don't know why it would. I can't think of any reason why Pokemon Go would give people empathy. It's also not a VR game. It depends how you define VR, but like there's an option to make it VR, but most people don't play that way. Like you can look through your camera as if the Pokemon is with you.
Yeah, you can turn it off.
I've never met anyone that plays that way. Like the only part of it where you're connecting with the world around you is geographically. So the fact that you have to walk around and go to places and interact with a place, that part is VR, I guess. And then also the fact that other people in the same time would go to that place and interact with it and maybe interact with you. That part is like a different kind of experience. But it's not like I look around my room and see Pokemon. It's not that. So that's why I think it doesn't really fit into the category of a VR game. It's also not called VR. It's called AR, which is augmented reality, because you're not actually going in and you're putting goggles on your face and seeing things. It's just you can turn something on and make it kind of look like it's part of the environment.
We need to do the whole podcast again, the whole episode again.
Why?
That's my mistake, is AR.
No, well, that's fine. I mean, it's the article's mistake if they think Pokemon Go is...
No, they said it's AR. That's my bad.
No. I mean, that's a very fine-grained distinction that most people wouldn't know, I think.
I must know.
No, that's fine. We learn as we go. That,
yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. My bad. This AR is augmented reality.
Oh, now I'm the smart one in this episode. Now who's on topic? I own the motherfucking topic. AR, bitches.
Don't say that to me.
I was talking to my childhood trauma.
Yeah, so you're right. They also explained that maybe because the players didn't get to interact with others in an emotional manner at all. Yeah. While playing Pokemon Go is different from other kinds of apps that ask you to do something with others.
But anyone that played during the release of Pokemon Go in 2016 would have experienced the something change. Special, which was that people, strangers, were interacting with each other in a way that they don't normally. Like, I would go to the park and people would be like, oh, dude, are you playing over there? There's a blah, blah, blah. Like, that doesn't happen now, but it was happening back then. And I do know that people still meet up in groups and do that kind of stuff, but they don't have to. So I think there was an opportunity there for people to connect. I don't think it's because of the VR, AR aspect of things, just because people had to go outside.
Okay, let's move to the next one.
Yeah.
So the next article...
I thought you were going to talk about addiction.
Wait, later.
Okay.
The next one got published 2020, so it's really new.
Yeah.
And it's talk about the behavior change of the player.
Yeah.
I will not talk much about the behavior change, but I will give you some of interesting information about emotion of the player. They reported that they added more activity in life. They said that they enhanced the routines daily. So they go to different places to explore things, to go to different Pokemon stop.
Yeah.
And explore new things. I don't think that it's applied to everyone, but yes, somebody found it, like they learn about new place.
Yeah.
And increase physical activity, strengthen the social bonds.
Yeah.
I believe in this because I know that my niece in Vietnam play Pokemon Go with my brother.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So in 2017, I make an article about parents should play Pokemon Go with children, with the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's a good chance to have some activities with the kids through the phone and also teach the kids how to use the phone, use technology. But they need to be with the kids. Don't let the kids just use it by themselves because they're so young.
Yeah.
Just like 4 years old, 5 years old. And it's really improved the social bond.
Yeah. And I think the trading aspect of it, all sorts of trading games as a kid are good to learn about sharing and and things like that.
We are learning about sharing and take turns every day because of Pokemon Go. It's happening between us.
Oh, me and you.
Yes. Like, sometimes I feel lonely when you play the game by yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you share the game with me.
Yes, I'm trying.
Sometimes you let me to catch the Pokemon.
Yeah. You think I'm doing a good job at that?
Yes, you are. Okay. Lowering social barrier. This is, I'm not sure. Same thing. You don't need to interact with a lot of people, right? And increased positive emotional expression. So that is what happened to you.
Okay, explain.
Yeah, because you feel happy and joyful when you play the game. And your happiness and your joy spread to me. We laugh together. Mm-hmm. We being silly together. We're talking about the Pokemon. We say, hey, it's so cute. Oh, he looks so bad. Or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good point. And there's one thing, the last thing is self-treatment, and this also happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Some people, they reported that they combined playing game with doing jogging.
Okay.
Yeah, so they need to run a little bit before doing something with the Pokemon Go.
That's what it means by self-treatment? I thought it meant because...
weight loss and improve fitness. And yeah.
Where's the negative stuff? Is there no negative stuff in this article?
It doesn't say much about the negative stuff.
That's good.
But I mean, they don't make the question about negative things. You know, this is a research article. It's not... Yeah, and
I thought self-treatment would mean like the fact that a lot of these games, Pokemon Go or other phone games, are escaping from your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Treating your discomfort or anxiety or stress. Mm-hmm. By giving you something to play with every time you feel stressed.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They also said that the study supported that Pokemon Go requires a low amount of effort to play.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
This is, I don't know.
No, it's true.
I see you spend a lot of time on the phone.
Not, yeah, what it means is it does, I think it means not time, but how hard it is. Not difficult. So you can do small repetitive tasks over and over and get a sense of satisfaction. That is what forms an addicting game.
Okay. It's not because you're on the phone most of the time because it's challenging.
No, it's not challenging at all.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Done. That's what the things I want to read about. Even I know that is not really satisfying my curiosity, but it's good to know that people still doing research about Pokemon Go, and it's still popular.
I'm interested in, okay, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Other than sometimes it's annoying to have your partner's attention taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, how do you feel about watching me, your boyfriend, spend a lot of time playing a new game?
Mm-hmm.
Does it worry you? Mm-hmm. Does it not bother you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
No, I don't feel... Okay, sometimes I feel annoyed that I, since the last 2 months, you started to play the game again.
No, I don't think it's been 2 months, maybe 2 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah.
Okay, let's say it's 3 weeks a month ago.
Sure.
So you started to be distracted. You didn't answer my question when we together on the street. And you don't have enough hand to help me anymore with the stuff or holding my hand.
Okay,
you know?
Well, let's be honest. Who carries the majority of the groceries?
Let me finish!
Okay.
I do feel a little bit grumpy.
Right.
Because you know me. I like attention.
Yes.
So I do feel like, oh, I'm not the first attention anymore.
Right.
But I also have some time, want to be with myself. You know, I put my earbuds and then walking on the street.
Yep.
Deep into my own world, and I didn't answer your questions. I did that sometime.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair. Sometimes you have your own world. And it's also the opportunity for me to have my own world.
And my compromise has been letting you play.
Yes.
Yes.
When I ask.
Right, when you ask.
Yeah.
Sometimes without you asking.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you just give it to me. Hey, this is easy. Get it.
The thing I wonder about from my perspective is these video games that I get into for a month or two, They help me feel, they help fill my time and ease my anxiety. But I don't know. People seem to think that if you're trying to escape stress with a game, that maybe mm-hmm. you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't decided who's, if it's a bad thing or a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I'm not going to deny myself mm-hmm. something like that if it's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that those things don't last that long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a curious tension between, is this helping me because it's helping me escape from stress? Because stress is unhealthy. It builds all sorts of things in the body, in the
mm-hmm.
mind.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you think, could I be doing something else? Being more productive, meditating, breathing, being more present in the world? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's good that you enjoy something that you like. It doesn't matter if it's more like productive or it's yeah. just pure entertainment. I don't think that's the point. The point is we already worked a lot, really busy, mm-hmm. and we always stressed almost 10 hours every day, right? So do whatever we think that help us to recover. I think that's the point.
All right. Okay. Well, I won't worry about it. Sounds like we solved all our problems, all our pogo problems.
Oh, I come into this podcast with a positive willing.
Ah, well, I was expecting to be confronted.
No, like you thought that I would try to find something negative about Pokemon Go?
No, I don't know. I thought you might be both.
Okay, so we can end here. Think about crazy sponsorship when I doing some Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thì hôm nay là một cái có một cái moment rất là mắc cười là Alex nói như vậy là Alex sẽ ra ngoài đi bộ mà 10:30 rồi, thì bình thường mà Alex mà đi bộ 10:30 là thường là có chuyện, tức là căng thẳng lắm, đang làm việc hay là cái gì đó là mới phải đi. Hôm nay á, thì muốn đi bộ là chẳng qua là muốn muốn ghé qua một cái Pokemon Stop để lấy đồ. Thế này là Vi thấy rất là mắc cười. Vi mới dựng ra cái chuyện là mình làm podcast mình về Pokemon Go. Thì Vi rất là quan tâm, làm Vi thấy Alex chơi thì cũng vui nè, nên là Vi tìm những cái chủ đề liên quan tới cảm xúc chơi Pokemon Go, với lại cảm xúc, với lại cũng nhớ lại ngày xưa lúc mà dạy về cảm xúc xã hội cho các bé làm cái app á. Vi cũng từng viết một cái bài về chơi Pokemon Go với con trẻ đó. Thì nói chung là những cái nghiên cứu dài dòng thì tụ chung lại là nó đúng là nó có tác động lên cảm xúc của người chơi và mang lại nhiều cái lợi ích, mặc dù là cũng có những cái không có tốt. Nhưng mà trò chơi này thì nó cũng đã phát triển được 4 năm rồi và nó cũng có nhiều cái mới và mọi người vẫn chơi nó, và có nguyên một cái cộng đồng và nguyên một cái cộng đồng người chơi rất là lớn. I'm so bad today. vậy thôi. Ok, that's it.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Ngủ ngon.
Bye.